And now it's time for the big hard fact. How did the presidential candidates perform at the Arewa JC Town Hall? Now, let me tell you, on the Road to 2023 on Hard Facts, we talk about the biggest stories already shaping next year's election. I know that this is something that is important for a lot of people. We're paying attention to what's happening all over the country. And so as they get closer and closer to Elections Day, as you get closer and closer to Elections Day, we're going to touch base with the different campaigns and see what all the candidates are saying, see what all the parties are saying, see how the electorate is feeling, and discuss all of that right here on your number one station for talk. Here is today's big hard fact. It's exactly 130 days until the general elections on February 25th, 2023. So today, let's talk about Nyesa Mwike endorsing Babajide Sanwo-Olu for a second term. Then let's talk about what all three presidential frontrunners said to the Arewa Joint Committee. We're going to talk about the policy of these three front runners. You know, we're talking purely policy from that incident, from that engagement with the Arewa Town Hall. So that's what we're going to focus on. And can I just say that I love it? I love that the candidates are focusing on issues. You know, it's beautiful what's happening with the politics. It really is. And I always say that the Road to 2023 on Hard Facts isn't about which candidate speaks language, which one goes to your church, which one supports your football club. You know, for me, what's important is what the candidates stand for, what their vision for Nigeria is, what policies they say they'll implement, you know? So that's why I want us to look at their promises, assess the feasibility of their promises, and then you decide whether you like their promises or not. But before we get to Kaduna, let's start with Rivers State Governor Nyesa Mwike. Like I said, he seems to have endorsed Babajide Sanwo-Olu for a second term. He spoke today at a women's conference here in Victoria Island. If you're watching our live stream, I'm about to play a video for you. Our live stream is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. I'm about to play a video for you if you're watching the live stream. And at that live stream, here's what he said about Sanwo-Olu, who is, well, obviously not a member of his party, the PDP.
I came, like I said, if Sanwo-Olu is not doing well, even if he belongs to my party, I won't come. So, for me, if you're in my party and you're not doing well, you will see me. If you're not in my party and you're doing well, you will see me. And that's what I stand for. And I will not forget to say that I'm in support of you. I don't want to talk the other one.
That video has caused quite the conversation online. Now, of course, you all know that Mwike has been beefing with the PDP ever since he lost the presidential primary to Atiku Abubakar, and he did not get chosen as running mate for Atiku Abubakar. You know, for months there's been this whole will he, won't he thing that he's been doing. It's been going on for a while about whether he'll support his party, whether he'll break ranks. We've covered it a lot on Hard Facts. So this is not really coming as a surprise. I don't know, maybe what's surprising some people is that he's breaking ranks here in Lagos and endorsing a governorship candidate in another party. You know, and of course he was also asked, by the way, who he would endorse for president, you know. And he said something interesting. Let me play what he said when he was asked who he was going to endorse as president. I'm hoping that I'll be able to find that sound as well, because I just saw it, you know. I literally just saw it. All right, here it is. Let me play it for you. Here we go.
That has the interest of Nigerians. A president that has experience in governance. A president that Nigerians can say, yes, I move food. I mean, I put food on the table. We'll fight insecurity. That's what we're looking for. Not some people are talking about ethnicity. No.
Who's on your mind?
Don't worry. A president that has the interest of Nigerians. A president that has experience in governance. A president that Nigerians can say, yes, I move food. I mean, I put food on the table. We'll fight insecurity. That's what we're looking for. Not some people are talking about ethnicity. No.
Who's on your mind?
Don't worry.
That seemed to be Shade and Atiku who made those comments that we talked about on the Big Three. If you missed the Big Three, listen again on our website, nigeriainfo.fm. We're still waiting for reactions from Wike's party and from the APC and from Labour Party. Because Wike didn't stop there. He also donated 300 million naira to the Committee of Wives of Lagos State Officials. He said he was amazed and impressed by the organization and their contribution to politics. 300 million naira. We've been covering flooding in Rivers State. We've talked about several communities in the Orashi region of the state being underwater. We've talked about the East-West Road becoming a river. So people who are from River State are seeing this and they are outraged that Wike would dash 300 million naira of the state money to a politician's wives association in another state. And of course, this is even though the River State government has already committed 1 billion to flood relief. But you have those who say that even that extra 300 million, it could have helped Rivers people. What do you think? And then there's, of course, those who question where Wike sourced the money from and whether he has the legal right to make that donation with state funds. If it's not state funds, how did he earn the money? So let's start with Wike and then we'll go to Kaduna. How do you see Wike's statement of support for Sanwo-Olu, Lagos? 0700-993-993-993. We've got WhatsApp, of course. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your
name? My name is Mr. Joseph Inyamagam from Railway Compound.
Good to have you on the show.
I want to speak on Wike's donation to Lagos State Wife Association. In fact,
turn your radio off.
These politicians are not that thing entirely. What they are doing is not fair. When the ASU were on strike, them. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to gathering of breaking of glasses in the hotel, they will all come around and spend public fund on unnecessary projects. Wike has lost his destination.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. Remember, you're going to call us, you turn your radio off. 99.3.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
Yes, you have Chika speaking.
Chuka, welcome.
Yes, I am saying that Wike is a comedian.
Okay.
Just like he's a confused person.
Okay.
So that's all I have to say.
That's
he's
all
confused.
You have to
he
say.
He doesn't know what to do.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
This is your senior special advisor.
Welcome, Chris. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know this is you don't want to say anything about it. They will still make you to talk. My own told this guy, how many votes he get? Now one vote. How can? The other day, they show a documentary where people go and do medical whatever mission in that river state too, helping people. Then you come and donate $300 million all to get back to PDP. Thank God that people have take off with his campaign, whatever. We'll see how it's going to end up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chris. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Sandra.
Ma'am.
I want to say, to me, they are all thieves. I don't want to vote for anybody, honestly, and that's the truth.
Okay.
They're all fraud.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got a message here on WhatsApp. Hold on. Let me get that message back. My name is Kenneth. Do you know that our politicians are mind-blowing? Akin from Lagos says, Wike is gradually losing political value with his political rascality. He's on a path to political suicide after 2023. PDP will win with or without Wike. Akin from Lagos with that message there. We've got Greenish who says, we've already known who will win the election. The strategist is proving it. I just hope our next president impacts the country positively. Here's a message from Akem in Obudu. Akem says, Wike endorsing Sanwo-Olu because the Jando man, the PDP's governorship candidate, does not carry the PDP party chapter along. He has been heard severally saying that he does not trust the PDP party state executive branch. He's neither with Chief Bode George nor with the state party. Wike just did it to send a strong signal to Jando that he has no candidate from PDP in Lagos. All right. We've got a message here. You didn't leave your name. You just give me like a long message here. Okay. Here is Tunde Max from Madagri who says, Wike is an emperor. And he is fulfilling what he had said earlier, that the remainder of the months in office is for politics. Only time will tell what the end will be for Wike, because power is transient. Let him keep behaving with reckless abandon. Tunde Max, thank you for your message. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Cassandra.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What's your name?
My name is Abigail from Ikorodu.
Welcome, go ahead.
I don't know how River State will be ravaging with flood, with water. We came to Lagos to donate that kind of money. How much did he give all those people that flood carried away?
Well, he has committed 1 billion naira to the flood and then, relief.
Even if we should be careful so that when he comes down from this governor next year, they will not pick him up. I don't like the way he wastes River State money. I don't like it. Platform.
All right. Thank you, Abigail, for calling. Richa is in Lekki. Hi, Richa.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, Richa.
The idea is this. I'll say we can let him reset his brain. And that's the truth about the whole thing.
Let him reset. Wow. Okay. I'm not sure I can allow commentary like that. But thank you very much for calling, Richa. Okay. Well, now that we've gotten Wike out of the way and you are informed of that development, let's go to Kaduna. The biggest stop on the campaign trail this weekend was the Arewa Joint Committee Town Hall. All three presidential frontrunners were there to make their pitch to social, political, and business leaders of the North. Atiku Abubakar of the PDP appeared first on Saturday. And his answer to one question grabbed a lot of headlines over the weekend. We talked about it on the Big Three today. In case you missed it when we did, well, let me play what he said for you one more time.
Somebody who is from the North and who also understands the other parts of Nigeria and who has been able to build bridges across the rest of the country. This is what the Northerner needs. He doesn't need a Yoruba candidate. or an Igbo candidate. This is what the Northerner needs. So I believe I stand before you as a pan-Nigerian. Thank you very much.
And that comment got lots of heat. Mostly it was the beginning and end that people had problems with, you know, like we talked about on the Big Three. So many comments from different stakeholders. The APC responded and they said, well, if the average Northerner needs a Northern president after having a Northern president, when will they ever not need a Northern president? Labour Party says, oh, Atiku owes Nigeria an apology. It's unfair for somebody who had been in the saddle of leadership in this country to play the ethnic card as a way of generating support. Afenifere and Ohanaeze and Igbo condemned the comment. Atiku's media advisor Paul Ibe says, oh, it was a joke. He was addressing a joke. And well, I played this video for you at three. I've played it for you again. And I asked you if you thought it was a joke, you know. But beyond the controversy, Atiku Abubakar also told the Arewa Town Hall about some of his policy positions. So, for example, here's what he had to say about streamlining government and getting the private sector to fund development.
In consonance with each other, everybody is working on his own. How do you unite us, please?
There has to be a streamlining, first of all, of these agencies. In fact, one of my policies is to make sure, how do we reduce even the number of these agencies? Because there are so many interlapping agencies that have been created. So, where are we going to get the money? Right now, if you are talking about housing, there is an oversupply of housing in Abuja. You know why? Simply because there is money laundering. But the oversupply of housing is not housing that caters for the ordinary man, for the poor man. What you can do is to identify those investors in housing. Come. Yeah, you are building houses for medium and high income groups. I want you to build houses for low income, these people who don't have houses. If you build the houses, I will give you tax incentive. I will give you this, I will give you that. They will do it. They will do it. The point is that, well, pardon me if I'm approaching governance like a businessman. I am a businessman. But governance nowadays is managing business. If you don't know how to manage business, don't get involved in governance, because you will be a failure.
Thank you, Your Excellency. I also want to recall on.
So first he said that he wants to streamline government agencies. Now, well, we have the Orasinghe report, which recommends getting rid of many redundant agencies. The report has been around for a while, for years, but neither Buhari nor Jonathan implemented it. Part of the problem is that civil servants and public servants who work in these agencies are very resistant to scrapping these agencies, you know. And then you also have the politicians who benefit from having places to employ friends, relatives, supporters, etc., etc. So it's going to be very interesting to hear Atiku's thoughts on how he plans to overcome those obstacles. And you also heard him talk about incentivizing businesses to align with government policies. He gave the example of housing. He said if developers are choosing high-cost housing over low-cost housing, it's because that's where the market is, right? You know, and then my question is, well, if there were profits in low-cost housing, you wouldn't need government to incentivize developers. So If Atiku is suggesting tax breaks as an incentive, those tax breaks would have to be big enough to outweigh the developer's lost revenue. And if you're a developer listening to me, I want to hear your thoughts in particular about that particular policy direction he wants to head in, you know? But yeah, back to this point. If Atiku is suggesting tax breaks as an incentive, the tax breaks will have to be big enough to outweigh the developer's lost revenue. But can the federal government afford to even do this? Can they afford to give those types of tax breaks? Because remember, right now, oil revenues have crashed because people are stealing oil with their precious, with their own special pipelines. Federal government has been desperate to increase tax revenues. That's why everything is taxed now, so that we can make up for the losses that we are making on the oil. So how much tax breaks for low-cost housing can the federal government under Atiku afford? You know, that's the type of policy question I'll ask him when he shows up on Hard Facts. Atiku also supported a shift from open grazing to ranching using modern technology. I liked listening to him talk about that. I will play that insert, the insert of him talking about that down the line. But for right now, let's talk about some of the policy points that Atiku Abubakar made on Saturday. I want to know what you think about them. Do you support reducing the size of government? What do you think about some of the points that he made? What do you think about what's the word I'm looking for now? The obstacles in the way of downsizing government. What do you think needs to be done to overcome the obstacles to doing that, to streamlining government? Do you think the federal government is financially liquid enough to use tax breaks to incentivize private investment? At the end of the day, you're the one who's going to go and vote. And these are some of the things that your candidates are thinking about. So tell me what you think about them. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. That's for women. Give us a call on 0-1-465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Sandra, good afternoon again. I come again.
Okay, what's your name, sir? You have to turn your radio off. I told you the first time that you came. Hello, good afternoon. Sorry about that. Give us a call back if you can. Good evening. Sorry about that. Call us back if you can. Hi, good evening.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Sandra.
Mm?
Please, Obinna calling from first.
Obinna, welcome.
Please, I still want to know about what other candidates say that in that.
We'll get to that. Right now, we're starting with Atiku.
Okay, all right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much. 99.3. Hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Judy calling.
Welcome.
Yeah, I totally support Atiku. If he can, if the issue of school collapsing some ministries together, I think it's a welcome development.
Mm.
Yeah, but my worry is we don't need that of age or something to be our president, Sandra.
Okay,
Sandra, this is 21st century. We need a digital person.
Okay,
you know who can stay on computer, who can do research, who can start work like 24 hours. Because of Nigeria problem. Yes. That's the kind of problem we need. Can I take this to a system for like 24 hours? Do research.
He doesn't need to. He has AIDS and...
That is where we're getting it wrong.
No, actually, nobody does it by themselves. Thank you very much for calling. No one does it by themselves. All over the world, every president, they have a litany of aides and assistants, and those are the ones that do the heavy lifting. And then the president does strategies, like having a CEO in an organization. Let's take a break.
Thank you. You're welcome. Next person.
Ah, Oga John, how far?
Madam Naja, I'm fine. How's your son's leg?
It's better now.
Yeah.
But what are you all doing here in the hospital?
We came to collect our second dose of COVID-19 vaccine.
COVID-19 vaccine? For your pregnant wife. How? Sorry, madam. If I may interrupt you. But no, feel free. Thank you. You see, pregnant women and breastfeeding mothers are top on the list of those who should get the COVID-19 vaccine because it will protect them and their babies from getting the virus.
And that's why I got my lovely wife to get her full protection. Madam Naja, follow no road.
Madam, try and get the vaccine yourself. By doing so, you protect yourself, your son, your whole family from COVID-19. Mm-hmm.
COVID-19 vaccine is a sure and verified way to protect you and your loved ones from serious sickness and death from COVID-19. Simply walk to any healthcare facility near you to get your COVID-19 vaccine for free.
Oh yes, people have been winning and you too can be a millionaire in the Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 promo.
Spell Dangote.
Yes, spell Dangote and become a multi-millionaire. Category 1, instant win. Buy bags of Dangote cement. Pick up the scratch card and win an instant prize. Category 2, for the star prize, pick up the scratch card inside the bags to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E to win 1 million naira cash instantly. Category 3, the mega star prize. Pick out the scratch card inside the bags and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and win 5 million naira instantly. When you pick an alphabet with an eagle, look out for letter O that has the Dangote Eagle logo for you to win the mega star prize. Promo runs till 31st October 2022. Terms and conditions apply.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Oops, sorry, I played that at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you're used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections, and quality data sharing, 5G will give us amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, instant file downloads, smart homes.
Get ready to experience the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Do you buy diesel in large quantity? As a wise businessman, I'm always open to solutions or services that save time and money. With Galuli Advanced Solutions, I'm able to increase efficiency and reduce operational cost in my line of business. At the click of a button via my laptop or mobile devices, I can monitor the amount of diesel in my tank, regardless of the number of locations. I also get real-time alerts via emails, SMSs, and scheduled reports on diesel supply, consumption, and drops in my tank, which helps to aid informed decisions on amount to be paid for what was supplied or stolen when on or off my location. Isn't that great? I'm getting real value for my money. For further inquiries, call 0907-000-3023 or 0907-000-3026 and 0907-000-3015. You can also visit our website at www.galuli.com.
Listen to this to understand the amazing power of 5G. Oops, sorry, I played that at 5G speed. Now, here it is at a speed you're used to.
With hyper-fast internet speed, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections, and quality data sharing, 5G will give us amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, instant file downloads, smart homes.
Get ready to experience the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
People still they win, though. Abi, you know what for local shots for this Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 award? Yes, so just spell Dangote and you fit become multi-millionaire inside part 1. For one-time winning, buy bags of Dangote cement, carry the scratch card and win sharp prize. Inside part 2, to get star prize, carry the scratch card inside the bag, come spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. This one go confirm you to win 1 million naira cash, chakam. And for part 3 will be the mega star prize. Carry the scratch card inside the bag, spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E. Here, you fit win 5 million naira cash, bonkwem. If you pick a letter, where Dangote Eagle day on top. Make sure say you find letter O where carry Dangote Eagle logo. This award go end for October 31, 2022. Terms and condition day shall.
Only 3 days to go to the reopening of ShopRite Circle Mall on the 21st of October, 2022. The excitement is building up. Be there. Circle Mall reopening October 21st at 9 a.m. prompt.
My buddy, how you doing? You don't hear of Lucky Bet and all the bunge offers when you don't carry Tanda Gidibam. Oh, but you never hear it, you know. Then go give you 600% welcome bonus plus 500% accumulator bonus when you sign up on top of the website. It never finish, show. Then get the highest odd. Come get fast pay
MoneyPal app is that friend you need for quick and easy loans from as low as 2,500 naira to 100,000 naira.
You summon the oracle now.
Greetings, my king. How can the oracle serve you?
You will tell me the secret to your power. How did that keke move without a driver?
My secret is the power of 5G.
Tell me more about the power of 5G.
With hyperfast internet speeds, low to zero lag and buffering, multiple connections and quality data sharing, 5G will give you amazing things like remote surgeries, self-driving vehicles, instant file downloads, smart homes. 5G's amazing technology will change the way we experience life and the internet. Get ready to encounter the incredible. And remember, no be juju, now MTN 5G.
Oh, lunch. Guys, I'm going for lunch. Please, put more stew. Nice meal.
My chest.
Suffering from heartburn and indigestion? Try Just Eat. My recommendation for the past 26 years. Just Eat is a brand of aluminium and magnesium hydroxide and Simethico. Just Eat is available in suspension and tablets. Remedy for heartburn, indigestion, flatulence, and acidity.
Just Eat, now available in new packs. If symptoms persist after 3 days, please see your doctor. Read the leaflet inside.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station. This is Nigeria Info.
Lagos, good evening. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. How did the presidential candidates perform at the Arewa JC Town Hall? Before I play what Obi had to say, let me give you one final piece of information.
Yes, guys, it is still cocktail week, and from the 14th to the 22nd of this month, courtesy of MasterCard, you get to create more priceless moments with mixology at its finest and signature cocktails specially curated just for you at the best bars and restaurants right here in Lagos. So for details on participating restaurants and bars, please visit the website is www.lagoscocktailweek. The website again is www.lagoscocktailweek.com. So when next you're out with family and friends, ask for the MasterCard cocktail menu, pay with your MasterCard, and trust me, on your way to something truly priceless. Remember, use your MasterCard at participating outlets and you get to enjoy a curated drink experience from renowned mixologists and other exclusive offers just for you.
Okay. Now back to Pete Obi at the Arewa Town Hall that happened on Saturday, the Joint Committee Town Hall. He took a policy position about boosting agriculture in the north. He says the major thing preventing mechanized agriculture in Nigeria is that the Bank of Agriculture, the Bank of Industry, and the Bank of Infrastructure don't work. Again, if you're watching us live on Facebook and YouTube, I'm also playing you the video of this comment in Kaduna over the weekend. So first, Obi says that he'll get all the banks, the federal government, the state governments, to buy shares in the Bank of Agriculture. The BOA will use that money to give loans to farmers. Now, of course, the question is how? Because remember that the president doesn't control the purse of a state government. So the only way to get state governments to invest in the Bank of Agriculture is to convince them. If I had Obi sitting across from me, I will ask him what incentives he plans to use for that. Because beyond that, what the federal government can do is pass laws that require banks to invest some of their revenue in special banks. Now, Obi didn't stop there. He also said he'll make sure that the loans from the Bank of Agriculture go to actual farmers. He's referring to the problem we currently have where government loans and grants for farmers end up going to so-called briefcase farmers. The CBN has a serious problem with the Anko Borrower scheme, for example. You know, but again, it's a question of process, you know. So it's going to be interesting to hear how Obi plans to verify farmers at scale to make sure that the money goes to the right place. It's something that government has been failing to do for over 50 years. So what magic wand does Peter Obi have? He also said that he's going to use the BOA to fund research centers to produce better varieties of crops at a faster rate. But of course, you cannot farm in an insurgency. Now, Peter Obi also spoke about security. Here's what he had to say.
India produces variety of rice, about 100 every year. Our research center produces one in 5 years. No more. We'll get it tomorrow. We'll bring cover at the moment. So what do we use to be ready as one new one? We will deal with it. But I know that the Lord is worried that they're talking about insecurity. Yes, it is a problem. And I've told you, it's number one thing we will deal with decisively. We'll make it responsive and responsible. We're not going to take chances. We will put some people there. We'll make them work. If you don't work,
so he mentioned three specific policies. First, a strict policy of accountability where non-performing security leaders will be sacked. Second, attacking corruption in the security agencies. And third, increasing the size of the police. I'm very interested to see specifics on number two and number three, because fighting corruption in the military and the police will mean serious surveillance, serious investigations, serious arrests, trials. It's a straightforward thing to do, but it requires a lot of political will to overcome the resistance, just like Atiku and scrapping agencies, you know. So there's a lot to be seen there. So I want to hear more. And then there's also the promise to increase the police force, which will mean hiring more police officers, which means more salaries to pay. And there's a legitimate question around whether the federal government can afford it. And then there's quality control. Nigerians are already complaining that the police they have are poorly selected, poorly trained. Won't that get worse if you widen the recruitment net? I want to hear how Obi plans to counteract that. That's the question I will ask him if and when he appears on Hard Facts. But for now, Lagos, what do you think about Obi's plan to boost and mechanize agriculture in Nigeria? Do you think that the Bank of Agriculture can be saved? Do you think the process of verifying real farmers for loans can be fixed? Can our research centers be revived? And what do you think about his security plan? Can he create accountability in the military? What about increasing the police force? You think he can do that? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. But I quickly want to talk about Bola Tinubu of the APC, because he was also at the Arewa Joint Committee Town Hall. And he was asked his views on climate change and what policies he would implement for climate change as president. Here's what he had to say.
We are coming up with unbreakable team of performers who are dedicated to the future of this country. If we want to play Ludo, I'm not part of that. But we want to pay finance, project completion, audacious programs that will bring development to this country. We will do it. Take it and put it in your pocket. Another question. Oh, the private, the climate change. Prof, it's a question of how do you prevent a church rat from eating a poisoned Holy Communion? That's the way. We are a poor nation. The bank coal will follow. They say firewood, not for fire. They say we need to plant more trees. And they are not giving us money. We need to open our eyes, shine it, and tell the West. If you don't guarantee our finances and work with us to stop this, we are not going to comply with your climate change. Do it.
Bola Tinubu speaking there. Now, of course, leaving aside the interesting proverb, let's address Tinubu's point. Because he believes that many pro-climate policies will affect the poorest Nigerians negatively. So, for example, he said, if we stop deforestation without an alternative for firewood, poor Nigerians cannot who cannot afford gas or kerosene will starve. So his solution is to get Western nations to subsidize Nigeria's switch to a green economy. If they don't pay, we don't go green. That's what he said. That's what he meant. But the question here is, can Nigeria or Africa afford not to go green? Is this just a bluff? Because right now we're facing horrible flooding in 33 states and Abuja. President Buhari is blaming climate change in part. So, Igo, touch everybody. Can Nigeria afford to wait until the West is willing to pay? Notice that I'm asking you several questions. Because again, we are assessing the policy direction, the policy thinking of these candidates. By the way, both Atiku and Obi have discussed climate change before. We talked about it here on Hard Facts. At that time, Tinubu did not take a position. But now, someone asked him directly and he answered. So let's compare their positions. On climate change, Obi said that even though climate change is a serious problem, which he will address, Nigeria also has bigger problems like economic growth and poverty eradication. Atiku said climate change must take priority as a problem. Tinubu said Nigeria won't address climate change unless and until the West gives us money to mitigate the effects of green transition on the poorest Nigerians. I like situations like this, you know, where all the candidates have spoken and they have said slightly different things. So you get to choose which ones line up with your beliefs the most. Because we often say, oh, our politicians don't have ideology, political parties don't have ideology. But here we have them telling us how they're thinking about different issues. So which one is your own personal ideology and which of these candidates are speaking in that direction? Whose position do you support on climate change? Atiku? Tinubu? Obi? What do you think about Atiku's proposition about streamlining governance and government agencies? Do you support reducing the size of government? What do you think needs to be done to overcome the obstacles in doing that? Is the federal government financially liquid enough to use tax breaks to incentivize private investment. Do you agree with Atiku on ranching? Because on ranching, he says, well, we need to go from open grazing to ranching using modern technology. Then what do you think about Obi's comments as well? What do you think of his plan to boost and mechanize agriculture in Nigeria? Can the bank of agriculture be saved? Can the process of verifying real farmers for loans be fixed? Can our research centers be revived? What do you think of his security plan? What do you think of his plan to create accountability in the military, stamp out corruption in the military, increase the police force? There's a lot to chew on, isn't there? All right. Make we chop. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello. Thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah, Isabel Wandenwai. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
We have Chris calling from Okokomike on the line.
Chris, long time no hear. Welcome.
Isabel Wandenwai, longest time, my dear. Honestly, for me, let me start by saying that I think all thanks to Nigerian media and also Peter Obi, he did it. At least we haven't had it this much before this time, you know. Everybody is not focusing on the issue, unlike what we used to have. Mm. However, for me, if I start with Atiku, I mean, I'm supporting what he's suggesting of streamlining those agencies, but I'm doubting of trusting him. Is he just dishing this out to win our vote? And what happens after the political win? Mm. Will he be able to do that? I doubt. Then coming to Obi also, Obi talking about him boosting the Bank of Agriculture.
Mm.
Fine. From the background of him being a banker, I can begin to support him and believe that he may have the will to do it. On that part, he has been saying it over time. If you watch all his campaign, he has been saying that he wants to change Nigeria from a consumption nation to a production nation. So I believe that he may have the will to do that. Mm. Again, another tiny line again, if that question we put forward, will they be able to get to the actual farmer?
Mm.
A different ball game altogether.
Mm.
So it's another, a particular thing I'm thinking that probably, I pray, he will be able to do that.
Mm.
Then talking about what Tinubu said, honestly speaking, for me, honestly, it's a no answer. Because truly whether the West paid money or not, whether the poorest of Nigeria can afford kerosene or gas as we have it today, the most important thing is that, how whether we like it or not, anything that is happening to other part of the world will surely affect us, whether we like it or not. So I think we must not wait for the West. We can do the little we can to join the green energy move. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Chris, and for addressing all three. I love that. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hello, good evening. Good evening. What's your name, sir?
My name is Olusegun.
Olusegun, welcome.
I strongly believe in what Tinubu has said.
Okay.
Being an experienced politician, somebody who has been in that system, I believe he can handle the situation.
Mm.
Understand? Mm. Waiting for the West, like he said, does not take West anything. To come to our aid when it comes to this climate change problem. But at the same time, the poor Nigerians, we are talking about the poor people. We are not mentioning 100 million, so over 100 million living in rural area. You see, using this firewood, charcoal, and some other thing as a source of income. So, how can you just stop them in their own? Can you imagine?
Okay.
So, something has to be done. I believe God will help him.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much for giving us a call today. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. Chief Udo says, A unifier who wants to... Atiku keeps making mistake every time. I think he's not destined to become Nigeria's president. His statement can spark ethnic divides, knowing how educated people are in this country. Wike said they're turning PDP into a regional party. I'm beginning to believe. All right. We've got so many messages on WhatsApp. Not enough time to get into them. So let's see which ones are really short that we can read. Here is this one. Oh, it's really long. Okay. We're going to take a break. The messages on WhatsApp are really, really long, unfortunately. So I can't get into them. I don't know where the time goes. I think a lot of it goes to the ads. But not to worry. On the other side of 6 o'clock, we still have great conversation lined up. So don't go away.
Yes, people have been winning. And you too can be a millionaire in the Dangote Bag of Goodies Season 3 promo.
Inside the bags to spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E to win 1 million Naira cash instantly. Category 3, the Mega Star Prize. Pick out the scratch card inside the bags and spell D-A-N-G-O-T-E and win 5 million Naira instantly when you pick a...